Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Jim Shriver, Associate Dean of Curriculum and Faculty Development, talking about Central College's celebration of undergraduate scholarships.
All right, Jim, so we've got you here on Let's Talk Pella today because you have a very exciting event that you already had the first day of on Thursday, and next Thursday you're going to have the second part of your event. Tell us a little bit about what that event at Central was.
So the event we're having at Central this fall is our Celebration of Undergraduate Scholarship. So this event is actually, again, a two-day event. The first day was yesterday on Thursday, and then there'll be a follow-up event on December 12th. This event really is meant to showcase the undergraduate scholarship that's been going on really for a long time at Central College, and we're trying to bring all of that together so we can present it in a very organized format.
Who exactly is doing this?
The undergraduates have been working with various departments a long time within their classes. Some students are working really outside of the class and things such as our honors enrichments that are part of our honors program and our emerging scholars. We also have students that are working towards their honors thesis that are giving their final presentation. Really, this first day, we built around that senior honors thesis presentation. We've been doing this for a very long time. So we felt that was kind of that end point. If we think about how a student goes through their development through college, that senior honors presentation, that's the capstone that all students should aspire to. So yesterday's event really was looking at a lot of those kind of higher order events, students that were completing senior capstones within their discipline. And again, we had an oral presentation session, actually a couple sessions featuring students from religion and also some students working with our new integrated studies major. And then we had a poster session, which in yesterday's event featured some junior and senior level biology and chemistry students who were working on projects. Again, these were collaborative research with faculty members, including some of our science faculty like Russ Benedict, our professor of biology, Ellen Dupre, a professor of biology, James Dunn, our visiting assistant professor of chemistry. So there are some examples of faculty that worked with students on these posters. And then the ending event was those honors presentations that were given.
So what is the purpose of it, and what do you guys hope to be the result of all this hard work the students put in?
So the purpose is, one, to celebrate the wonderful work that the students do. Again, they put a lot of time and a lot of effort. It allows them some level of celebration of their work. Maybe the alternative motive really is to let those students earlier in their careers, maybe the freshman and the sophomore, get to see what they can aspire to as they go through their educational pathway. They think of this as a development. Early, they're learning to do whatever it is they're wanting to do, so they get to learn to do their discipline in a real way so they can apply it into the real world.
Dr. Bob just talked to President Putnam, and he was talking about how highly ranked Central is. Is it these types of projects that you think allow Central to rise to the highest standards in colleges and universities?
I think it really is. And it's not only the honors presentations that are done with our, again, that's the very top students, but it's that we also have opportunities for really every student here. Again, while every student may not be in that honors class, all of our students we expect to go out and be effective citizens, and they have this opportunity to do work. So the honors is kind of the underpinning, but really it's available to all.
You've got one more day left of this, and this is something that's open to the public, right? So let people know when they can come out and see some of these great projects the students have been working on.
It is. And on December 12th, we have quite a few things going on. So yesterday's event was in the Rowe Center, our newest building, and we've decided to kind of showcase some of our newer academic buildings in this. We actually have two concurrent sessions going on in December 12th. In the Vermeer Science Center, we have a session going from 3:30 to 4:30, which are presenting some posters. It's going to occur in the first floor atrium area. And then we have oral presentations going on from 4 to 6 p.m. At the same time, in the Weller Center, we're going to have a poster session again from 3:30 to 4:30, and oral presentations, in this instance, there's a few more, from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And again, the poster session will be in the atrium of Weller, and the oral presentations will be in Weller 101, which has a seating capacity of about 40.
All right, Jim, so thanks so much. Again, Jim Shriver with Central College talking with us on Let's Talk Pella today. Thanks for your time, Jim.
Thank you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Special thanks again to my guest, Jim Shriver, Associate Dean of Curriculum and Faculty Development at Central College. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.